Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I must be on every sucker list in the world. I get phone calls from every state in the Union and Canada. The other day, we got a call from Reader's Digest, or at least that's what he claimed, from Jamaica, telling us we had won a 2019 Rolls-Royce and $2.5 million. Now, we haven't subscribed to Reader's Digest for several years, nor have we entered any drawings. The man was very insistent that it was legal and okayed by the FBI. I listened just to hear his pitch. Again, he was very insistent that it was all legal and above board and okayed by the FBI. I asked how much this was going to cost, and he said just 1% of a certain fee, or $400. I told him I didn't believe him, but he said, "We'll be at your house this afternoon with a car and a certified check." I said, "You show up with them, and we'll talk." This same guy had talked to my wife a day or so before. Of course, they didn't show. I reported it to the police department, and she said it was a scam. A day or so later, another guy called, and he was from the prize department, and said I had won $1 million and a car. I told him I didn't believe him, so he called me a dirty name and hung up. So, beware. They are out there to get you. Easter Sunday morning, we got into the Jeep to go to church, and when my wife went to check the outside mirror to see if it was clear to go, she yelled, "Oh my God!" Startled the heck out of me, and I asked what was wrong. She said, "Look at the mirror." The glass was gone. It was neatly unhooked from the wiring, and the right-hand mirror wouldn't adjust either. You don't know how much you use something until you don't have it. It could have been worse. 3 years ago, Christmas Eve day, I looked out and someone had stolen my truck. My neighbor has a camera that covers the block. Two guys came by, one took out a ring of keys, found one that would work, unlocked the door, and in less than 3 minutes had a hot wire hole in the steering column and was gone. The sheriff's office found it the next morning with the brand new battery and the canopy and my tools gone. At least the tires and wheels were still on it. As we drive around Eureka, my wife drives, I am enjoying all the flowering trees and bushes and yards. Having a huge flowering tree in my front yard, I know how much work it takes to keep the yard and sidewalks clean. Regarding all those celebrities who are illegally paid to get your kids in college, don't put them in prison. Make them do community service and take that money to help needy students pay for their education. Putting them in prison just takes up space better filled by hardcore criminals. One last reminder, don't fall for something that sounds too good to be true. It probably is too good to be true. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.